One thing I love about God and the preaching of God and the messages of God and the times we gather together of God is that there's not just one set thing. There's not just one set way. This morning is going to be rah-rah. It's a rah-rah morning. It's kind of a rah. I've got the rah-rah this morning. Are you ready for a rah-rah this morning? Come on, where we just get a little uppity in our step. Come on, where we just get a little pickup here in the house. You know, I'm a football girl, so I grew up in a town that loves football. So I grew up watching football. I grew up cheering for football when I didn't even have brothers in my house, okay? But my daddy was a football guy, and they used to take me to football games when I was like seven, like flag football games. And let me be a cheerleader on the sideline just because we were a football family. So I've grown up liking football. So, yeah, I mean, I really like football. Like, I'm a face painting, towel waving, get out of my way kind of a football girl. And one thing, years ago, this really blessed me. Years ago, they had a little special they did. You know, sometimes in the different football things, they'll just highlight little things about the game. It might be players or whatever. And they did a little clip on what they called the get back coaches. Have you ever heard of that? Okay, so what happens in football is a very, very exciting sport. I mean, there's always stuff going on. I mean, there are people running, the balls, you know, being thrown. Everything is happening. And so you got these guys that are on the sideline, you know, and even though they're not on the field, they're part of the team. Man, they're in it, you know, kind of like us together. Even though you're not up here preaching this morning, we're in this thing together. You ought to all be as excited as I am this morning about having a rah-rah day at church. Because we are in it together. And so what happens is you got all these players that are on the sideline, and there's like a line that you're not supposed to cross to get into the field. But you know, the players, they get real excited, like something's happening, and they're running to the field. Oh, and before you know it, they're across the line. And so they actually have one of the coach, his assignment is to keep the players behind the line. And I don't know if this is really what they called him, but I called him the get back coach. And so in this clip, you'd see him, and you know, the players are right, huh? And he's like, get back, get back, get back, get back, get back. And then he's going, get back, get back. He's trying to get back, trying to keep the players. Why? Because they're excited. Well, I think that the church needs like some get up kind of, some get up coaches. That would be me. Come on, like get up. Come on, let's get excited. Come on, let's like believe something of God. Come on, let's not sit on the sideline board. Let's get into it. Whoa! Hallelujah. This morning I'm the get up coach. It's time to get up in God. Come on, it's time to go forward in God. Hallelujah. Just a little excitement. Amen. We need that. As a matter of fact, sometimes you need to say, I'm going to do something this morning I hadn't done before. If you're one who likes to sit and kind of be quiet, that's all right. Sometimes. But sometimes you got to get up. Sometimes you might just need to get up. Just. And you never know what might happen. The Holy Ghost might break out on you. And if he breaks out, then everything's going to get. I mean, it's all going to get. Sometimes you need to say, this morning, this is it. I'm gonna stand up. I'm going to run. I'm going to run. I'm going to shout. One thing I do know is that we serve a God. We have a God that there's not any reason why ever we shouldn't be excited about him. Come on, our God is a God of more than enough. He is a God of more than enough. He has more than enough of whatever it is that you need. Come on, God is the God of more than enough. Not barely enough, not just enough, but more than enough. There is more than enough of God's presence for you. There is more than enough of God's provision. Come on, for you. There is more than enough of God's purpose for you, of His power for you, of His passion for you, of His promises for you. There's more than enough. Hallelujah. There's more than enough. We've got to build this in us that there's more than enough. We never even get to the end. Although we get satisfied, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, we're still pressing on for the more than enough. I know I've told this story again, but it's just a reminder to me. I had been at a meeting. I had been asked to come preach a meeting. It was out of town. And I was going to do a Saturday night meeting, and it was a women's meeting, and then I was going to preach Sunday morning in the church. And I got to the meeting that night, you know, Saturday night, as prepared as I could be. I felt like I was full of God. I had the Word of God. I was ready to minister with the Holy Spirit, and we did. We had a wow. Kind of like a wow service, like when you can't even think about it in the midst of it because it's just so God. It so exceeded every expectation. They were running outside and calling people on their phone and trying to get them. It was a God. It was like God had come into the building and everyone in there knew it. And everyone in there was experiencing it. It was wonderful. It was majestic. It so exceeded even my expectations. So much that when I got home that night and I'm coming out of the high of this, everything that the Lord had done, just seeing God's love for His people, His goodness, His miracles, the ministry of God Himself to people was, and then I thought, tomorrow morning. And I got concerned about tomorrow morning. Because I had just been in this like a had never before, more than ever before moment. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now there's Sunday morning. I mean, the main service. And I'm like, I was concerned with the Lord. You know, I didn't really realize my natural self, but I was thinking, what could God possibly do? I mean, that's what I was thinking. What could God possibly gonna do? You know, this is, I don't want to get there tomorrow and it be like a letdown. You know, be like Saturday night, and then we come in and I'm like, God. And all of a sudden the Lord caught me. And He said, don't you limit me like that. He said, there's more where that came from. And I want to tell y'all, on Sunday morning, we had another wow. More. It was just more. It was just the God of more than. Sure. He had enough. He had more than enough power to miraculously work on Sunday morning. He had more than enough glory to still wow us and have us know that God was there. This is the God that we serve. He's the God of more than enough. He never runs out. His kingdom is never short. He's never short on showing up. He's never short on supply. And so this morning, I'm just going to remind us of some things, really some things that the Lord has said to me about so we're kind of pushing forward. New season, new year. What are we hanging our hat on? What are we looking forward toward? First of all, to remind you that the Lord said that we're to own 2022. You need to own it. First thing I know about owning something is you have to get an attitude about it. And you have to just determine, this is it. This is my season. This is my time. I'm owning it. I'm taking ownership of it. I'm having it. I'm doing it with God. I'm getting everything God wants me to have. He had made another statement in a separate service to me. He said that with God in it, we win it every time. I want you to expect right now, 2022, because God is in it with you, because God is, if you pull God in, if you'll seek after God, if you'll purpose to go with God, not lean on your own understanding. Come on, if you'll purpose to go with Him, He'll direct your steps, He'll make your way. With Him, you'll win it. Whatever obstacle, you win. Come on, whatever trial, you win. In every circumstance, you win. See, this is what we have to understand when God says own it. He's talking about using our faith to enforce the truth. There is a truth, and the truth is that God is greater. There is a truth that God's way is higher. There is a truth that God's word will work in every situation at every time. There is a truth that the power of the Holy Spirit is sufficient in you. But we have to enforce that truth. See, faith is not having faith in a perfect life. And this is why I find faith people miss it. Listen to me. Faith is not having faith in a perfect life, where everything is going to go perfect, where everything is going to be perfect all the time. That's not the faith life. Faith instead is living the life perfectly. Faith says, I'm going to live this life, whatever comes my way, the good and the bad, I'm going to live it perfectly. I'm going to live it confidently. I'm going to live it in peace, with joy, in full assurance, because I know that God is with me. And I'm not doing it on my own. I'm doing it with the perfect one. Amen. Who turns all things around, makes even the bitter experiences sweet. So we're going to own 2022. I mean, you need to get up every morning and throw your shoulders back. And get that look in your eye. Come on, that Holy Ghost, that fire of God. And say, I'm owning today. I'm owning today. God's with me in it and I'm going to win it. I'm winning it today. And no matter what comes, that's our attitude. No matter what happens, that's our attitude. We're owning it and we're winning it. If you could get through just 1 month with that attitude, you would look back and say, wow. God wants us to own it in 2022. Because He's in it, we're going to win it every single time. So we have to remember, listen, we are remnant people. God has called us remnant people. We are the people who don't quit. We are the people who don't run away, who don't get scared, who don't back down. We are the ones who remain faithful, who remain steady. And as remnant people, we're endeavoring to get into every place that God has for us. Amen. So this morning, me as the get-up coach, I'm going to try to lift you up into a place or two. Because it's only as we stand in the right place with God, the spiritual place with God, that we can get what belongs to us. If we're going to get what God wants for us, what God has for us, we're going to have to stand in the spiritual places that God has. So this is what the Lord has said. He says it's time to climb and it's time to reach. This is a season of climbing and reaching. We're going to climb high, we're going to reach high, and we're doing it with an aim. What is our aim? I believe that there's a direction that we're going. There's a focus that we're having. There's a pressing into, and what we're pressing into is more. There is more. That is the word of the Lord. There is more. There's more for us. There's more for us to climb into. There's more for us to reach into. There is more. We're going to camp around it this year. There is more. That ought to excite you. Because I'm talking about God. There is more with God. With God. With God, all things are good. So we're talking about there's more of the good stuff. This is the psalm that the Lord gave me for the year. Now, you guys know I'm not like a poet and I'm not a rhymer. So when I get things, so I sat down a couple weeks ago and just instantly, this is what the Lord gave me. It's time to climb and soar into the more. Go ahead, reach and keep reaching for more. There is a door for you to enter into more, more of what the Lord has in store. So please don't ignore, but rather give yourself fully to explore all that's in this call to more. And as God's ambassador, into you He will pour more and more and more galore. There's more. There's always room for more. There's more for us. And this more encapsulates every person. Whether you're brand new in Christianity, there is more. Whether you're seasoned of the seasoned and mature in the Lord, just like Paul, when he said, I'm pressing on my determined purpose to perceive and recognize and understand the wonders of God more and more, more deeply. If you're seasoned, there's more. No matter where you're at, if you're young, there's more. If you're old, there's more. We're going after more. It's time to climb. It's time to reach. It's time to go from faith to faith. Would you like more? Yes. There is more. Come on, it's time to go from strength to strength. Would you like more? Yes. There is more. Come on, it's time to go from glory to glory. Would you like more glory? Would you like to see more glory? Would you like to experience more of God's glory? Yes. There is more. Many of us have seen much, known much, but there is more. Come on, I'm calling you to get up into that there is more. Don't sit on the sideline and just sit back. You got to get some excitement. There is more, and I'm getting more. There is more. I'm going to read the account. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to read it to you real quickly. It's a very common portion of scripture that we know in Mark chapter 6. But I'm going to read it to you very quickly and just point a few things out here. Verse 1 said, then he, talking about Jesus, went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, and saying, where did this man get these things? And with what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his mighty hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could not do any mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And then he went about in the villages in a circuit teaching. Jesus, here's what happened. Jesus went into his hometown. And the people that knew him best benefited the least. Hey, word believing, spirit filled people that know God. Are you going to be found in this category? This is not written so that we know this is how it should be. This is written so that we know this is what can happen if we don't stay sharp spiritually and know and discern. And this tells us this is what we're not supposed to let happen. So we don't have to be in the category of those that know God really well but aren't benefiting. Come on, can I get an amen?
Amen.
There should not be. Come on. The Bible believing. I'm talking about the real word of truth. Believe it. The faith people. Come on. The people that have the Holy Ghost. We should be fully benefiting from all that is God and His kingdom in this life consistently, day in and day out. There's never a season. There's never a reason for us to not be benefiting.
Amen.
That's good. Come on. Come on. It's checkup time. Come on, this is the get up, coach. Telling you to check yourself. You see, they talked about mighty works. They talked about the things that he was saying being astonishing. About the wisdom that he had. About the mighty works that they'd seen him do. But yet they discounted him. They discounted him being there. They counted it lightly, counted it as nothing. Come on, church. I've heard this before. Spirit-filled people, I've heard that before. So God can't repeat himself? Just because God says something once doesn't mean he's never going to say that again. There's never going to be a season or a focus on that again. I've heard that story before. I already know about that story. We're talking about the works of God. I don't care if you've... I've heard Pastor Chaz's stories. Some of the same stories for 20-something years. Every time I hear them, I'm still excited. Because it's still God. It's still as real today as it was 20 years ago. It's still as real today because it's a living word. Oh, this is just another service. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, that we're not to despise the things. When we in American vernacular think of despise, we think of like hate. That's really not what the word means, although it can encompass that. It means to count as nothing. When you come to church and somebody has a tongue and an interpretation, or somebody has a prophecy and you sit in your chair and you don't really receive that and recognize this is God speaking, you have just despised the things of the Spirit. Oh, this is Pastor Johnny's today. She's just going to tell some things about the year. She does this every year. I really try to not do it every year. I try it again really hard this year, Lord. And the Lord makes me. You know why? Because you need a focus. And I don't need somebody off on the iTunes or somebody off on YouTube that doesn't know you and anything about you and have any accountability for you telling you where to put your focus. There are some things to accomplish here. And we're going to have to do it together. We're going to have to be in it together. We're going to have to be running together. We're going to have to be of one heart, of one soul, of one mind, of one purpose. Come on, running after some things together. Do you know what would happen if we would all, as Houston Faith Church, own 2022? Everybody around you would be impacted by your owning 2022. And they would have to deal with the reality of God in your life. Which would either bring them closer to the kingdom, maybe cause them to get connected in church, have a tighter life with God. So we don't want to be in this category. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Isn't that what Jesus would say? Isn't that what Paul, or the, I guess it was the Apostle John, said by the Spirit? He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. I say he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Because when we hear the word of the Lord and we receive the word of the Lord, there is life in it. There is substance in it. When you heard the word climb, that's it. I'm putting all my effort this year in climbing. Come on, I'm climbing into the there is more. I'm climbing into the more. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 tells us that people heard the good news, but it didn't mix their faith with it. And so it didn't profit them. How is it that you can sit in a service and not be profited? Usually has nothing to do with the preaching. It has to do with, are you having ears to hear? Is your heart connected? Are you receiving it? Are you valuing? Are you properly discerning God in the kingdom? Are you properly discerning today? Are you spiritually discerning today? Because when we hear, and then we live. When we discern properly, then we live. In every meeting, there's opportunity. This morning, there's opportunity to hear, to embrace, to respond, to believe. There's opportunity this morning for something of God. Jesus is still alive. He is still the Son of the living God. He is still a Savior, a healer, a deliverer, a baptizer, a restorer, a forgiver, a helper, a blesser. Still today, He's all that right here today. And yet there is more. There's more. Turn with me to John chapter 5. God is the one who picks us up. He's the one who gives us grace and favor. He's the one who picks us up when we're down. He's the one who turns it all around. God is still God. He's still good. He's still faithful. He's still for His people. He's still all this today. And tomorrow. And next year. He's still all that and more. He's all that and more. I'll just read a little tongues and interpretation that came back on December the 22nd. Now, when I start my thing with the Lord, and it really, it's always just for me. I like to renew where I'm headed with the Lord. What's going on? What's the Lord wanting for me? What can I be believing God for? Give me some focus, some direction. I never tell Pastor Chaz what the Lord is saying. He never hears it until really you hear it. But this is what Pastor Chaz had a tongue and an interpretation on Wednesday night, December the 22nd. And this is what the tongues, he gave a tongue. And then the Lord, the word of the Lord came, I've only begun in your life. I've only begun. See, for many of us that have been at this a long time, it's like maybe he's speaking to someone else that's new. No, God has only begun. There's so much of God, we never get to the end of it. He said, I've only begun in your life. I've only begun. There's more to come. I've got more. I've got more. I've got more for your life. Then tongues again, no dead ends. I've got more for you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I've got more. There's more. He had no idea that the word of the Lord this year, he's already prophesying, Straight from the Spirit of God, what God wants us to know. There is more. There's more for us. We've got to go after it. Are you in John chapter 5? Verse 20. Now, this is a specific scripture for 2022. So you need to mark this scripture, and you need to get familiar with the scripture, pray this scripture, believe this scripture, know this scripture. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. Look up here at me. This year, we are going to have some marvel. Some marvelous. We're going to have some times of wonder. Wondrous things of God. If we're reaching, come on. If we're going for the there is more. But what this scripture reveals is that Jesus knew there was more. Jesus himself knew that God was going to show him greater works, greater things. Jesus knew there was more. More to come, more to see, more to tell, more to do. And he was expecting it. And so this is where we find ourselves this year. We've got to anchor our heart in knowing that there is more. Jesus was expecting more heaven on earth. Jesus was expecting more of the supernatural. Jesus was expecting more of the miraculous. Jesus was expecting more of the kingdom. He came out of heaven with the kingdom of heaven into the earth to bring the kingdom, and he was expecting more and more and more of the kingdom. If Jesus knew there was more and Jesus was expecting more, we should be expecting more. Yeah. Expecting more. Yeah. Expecting more. You know, John 1, I think it's John 1, where it says that with Jesus there's an open heaven. And it said that the angels of God would be ascending and descending upon him. So where Jesus is, there's an open heaven. Where, guess where Jesus is? Jesus is in my heart. Jesus is in your heart. Guess where Jesus is? Jesus is in the assembly. Guess what's here this morning? An open heaven. I'm not even sure when we're in heaven, if we're going to be able to experience all of heaven all at once. I don't know that we'll ever even get there. Maybe since we're perfect, maybe. But certainly on this side of reality with God in heaven, there's more. There's an open heaven this morning. There's things you've not yet seen available. There's things of God you've not yet heard or understood available. Everything that we've seen and everything that we've heard and everything that we've done and everything that we've experienced, is that it? Everything that we've prayed, everything that we've declared, everything that we've preached, everything that we've ministered or had ministered to us in the past, is that all there is? Or is there more? Is there more for me? Is there more for you? Or have we got it all? Is there more in you? Is there more in me? I hope so. There is more. And this is where we're at, and this is what we're running for, that there is more. There is more for Houston Faith Church. As a church, there's more. There's more for the worship team. There's more for the kids ministry, for the youth ministry. There's more in evangelism. We haven't even scratched the surface of what's available. There's more. There's more power available. There's more glory to be had. There's more in the corporate assembly. But we're gonna have to go after more. Amen. We're gonna have to set our heart upon reaching for more. There is more, absolutely, there is more. Listen, the Lord told me this. He said, for the world, there's more. More chaos and more disorder. But for the church, for Christians, there's more kingdom life. Righteousness, peace, and joy. There's more. There's more. There's more in the joy area. Jackie, there's more in the joy area. You haven't tapped into it all, girl. There's more righteousness. There's more you knowing who you are in God and the things that that produces in your life. There's more. And the Lord said there's more of his inheritance. So now this is a specific focus about the more. I believe you can get in your heart. There'll be some things God's drawing you into the more. But I know as a church, he's causing us, wanting us, calling us to go after more of our inheritance. Yes, that's it. Yes. Okay? Turn with me to Galatians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7. This also the Lord gave me as a scripture for this year. Galatians 4. 6 through 7. Now listen, this is God speaking to you. I don't want you to read this scripture like you've read it before. This is like all of a sudden right now God is saying this to you. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. God has sent the Spirit of his Son in your heart. For some of you, the more is getting the revelation that you don't need to pray for more of the Spirit. The Spirit is in your heart. If you can have faith in it, you'll get revelation of what that really means. And you'll find yourself living in the reality of the inheritance of what it is to be one that's filled with the Spirit of God. So God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Some of you, the more is wrapped up in a greater revelation, you going after more of God as your Father. That you are a son, you have a right in the family. You've been accepted. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We are heirs of God. What does God own? Everything. We are heirs of God. Not heirs of just a few promises, not heirs of just a few. We are heirs of God. What belongs to God belongs to me through Christ, belongs to you. There is more. There is more. Just in the inheritance alone, there is more. There are things in the inheritance that we've not even thought of yet. Much less really thought about enough to know that it's really ours and we can have it. We're heirs of God. Exactly, exactly, Reggie, exactly. Wow. We are heirs of God. Jesus showed us a little bit about a life with God as a son of God, living in God's kingdom, owning God's kingdom. You know, there are some things in our inheritance that are in the future. Like us coming and ruling the earth in a physical kingdom. I'm talking about really ruling the earth in a physical kingdom. That's not for this dispensation. There are some things of our inheritance that are things to come. Like that we get a resurrected body. I'm going to be really happy about that. Yes. I'm really looking forward to that. I've actually prayed a little into that. But this inheritance that we have with God is so vast that we've got to open ourselves up to. And as I was thinking about this, I understood what God was saying when he was saying, don't ignore it, but really give yourself to fully explore. You need to fully explore what's in God's inheritance in this dispensation. Because we've only scratched the surface. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 17. I'm going to read that pretty quickly. Romans 8, 14 and 17. You know what I know about our inheritance? Is that there's more than enough. There's more than enough for me to have everything that I need, want, can have, everything, and then yet Karen can still have it too. I used to describe being a son of God as this. It's like you're the only child. You know what happens when you're the only child? With an inheritance, you get everything. I mean, it's not divvied up. It's not split up. You're not thinking, oh, well, so-and-so's going to get the house and so-and-so's going to get the car. And so-and-so's going to get... No, when you're the only one, and that's how it is with God. It's like we are only children. It's like when it comes to God and the inheritance, his full inheritance is fully yours. Now, we do know we have brothers and sisters, but it's fully mine. More than enough. More than enough love to go around. More than enough. More than enough peace. More than enough power. More than enough healing. More than enough. More than enough provision. More than enough for every son. For everyone. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Wow. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 13. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We are qualified to partake of the inheritance, that is more than enough. We are qualified to partake of more of the inheritance. There is more. There is more. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 15 through 19. Verse 18 was kind of the highlight point with the Lord. But therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward those who believe. There are some riches in our inheritance. There's some glory in our inheritance. There are more riches in our inheritance. There's more glory. There's more glory than what we've seen, than what we've known, than what we've experienced. There's more. And God wants us to have it. We're going for it. Are we going for it? Come on, are we climbing? Are we reaching? Are we pressing? There's more. And you know, it belongs to us. So let me just put this out on the record. You're not trying to convince God to give you something. He already said, as a matter of fact, that it was his pleasure to give you the kingdom. It was already his pleasure to have already given you the kingdom. So it's not that we're trying to ask God to give us something more. It's us understanding that there is more. And we've got to reach for more. We've got to not be satisfied, even though we're thankful and we're grateful for all that we've seen, all that we've experienced, all that we've prayed, all that we've had. We're thankful and grateful. But that causes us to continue to reach. To continue to reach for more. Reach for more. Reach for more in the praying. Mary Lou, y'all haven't prayed every prayer. You haven't tapped into yet everything that can be prayed when the prayer requests come in. There's more. There's more to be prayed. There's more power. There's more faith available in that hour for whatever's needed. So we're pressing into it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got a whole bunch of sermons this year already. Amen. Focused around all the different aspects of there is more. Because it is gonna take us partnering with God. It is gonna take us reaching together. This year, the Lord, I'm not gonna go into the fullness of this, but in prayer I talked about it. This year for us, the Lord has said his eye is on the corporate assembly. There are some things God wants to do in the assembly here together. But we're going to have to come. We're going to have to come excited. We're going to have to come on, expecting. We're going to have to come reaching, knowing there's more. Turn with me to Psalm 126. I'm just going to leave you with this thought. This is something as the days come along that I'll preach a little bit more about, but I just want to leave you with this. in the reaching for the more. Psalm 126, verse 1, then the Lord brought back, or he turned again, the captivity of Zion. We were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. The Lord brought back, turned again the captivity of Zion, and they were those like those who dream. Listen, let's just be real. 2020 was tough. Maybe everybody didn't keep their footing in 2020. Maybe everybody didn't hold their ground completely in 2020. But you know what? Here we are today. I believe that 2021 started a turnaround with God. He was looking for those who could get their heart back on Him, their eyes back on Him, their faith back up in Him. And He began to turn some things. And in the turning of things, we're going to have to be like those who dream. If we're going to step into, if we're going to want to grab, if we're going to want to live, get, obtain the there is more, we're going to have to dream. We're going to have to just sit with God and dream. What really is possible? What really could happen? If you're sick in your body, you're going to have to sit at times and dream of what life would be like when you totally didn't have that sickness. If you're struggling with something in your life that's got a hold on you, you're going to have to dream in God of what it would be like to totally be free and never be connected to that or battling with that. You're going to have to dream. We're going to have to set our hearts to dream. Come on, we're going to have, this is me, the get up coach. Come on, we're going to have to begin to lift up our heart, lift up our eyes and see God and see the good and see all the possibilities. Come on, we're going to have to soar way above all the earthly stuff. Amen. Have a heavenly perspective. Amen. And dream. Amen. And dream. And dream of what it would be like. If we came in on a Sunday morning and all of a sudden the Spirit of God moved and everyone was out on the floor and everybody was having an encounter with God. Have you dreamed about that? Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, above all that we dream. It's time to dream again. Yes. It's time to get our hopes up really high. Dream real big. I mean, broaden your perspective. Come on, nothing's too big for God. Nothing's too hard for God. Stop being scared of disappointing yourself. Amen. Let's dream big. One thing the Lord told me was that in this past season, last year as He was beginning to turn things around, He told me that He was looking for those that He could increase their capacity. Now, He said this to me in the middle of the year last year, and I didn't really understand the fullness of it. I heard it, I wrote it down, I prayed over it. But when the word came for this year, I got it. Because the there is more requires us to have more capacity. Not low living, not shallow thinking, not. It's time to dream. That's so exciting. To dream in God of all the wondrous things and the marvelous things. And the miraculous thing. Dream of what your life would really look like. Dream of what church would really look like if we were having the fullness. The fullness. If we were seeing the fullness, experiencing the fullness. This year we're going to have to dream. We have to take time push time aside, so set aside some time, get into some things where you're just letting yourself dream with God what could be. Most of the time we're so focused on our one little area and praying and getting, oh, just cast that aside. Let's just dream a little bit with God. I guarantee you this, if you'll dream some, then your mouth will be filled with laughter. And joy is the receiving of our faith. Joy is the bridge that takes us from believing God to receiving. It's joy. The laughter. It'll count. It'll get you somewhere. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know there's more. There's more. Look at your neighbor and say, there's more. Come on, there's more for you. There's more for me. There's more for us corporately. There's more. And we're not settling this year. We may have to partner up, find a few partners that can help us. But we're going to reach for more and more and more and more and more. And at some point, we're going to look back and we're going to say, wow, I got something. I got higher. I got further. I got along somewhere in the Lord. Listen, the days are short. Jesus is coming back. It's not a cliche. The days are short. Jesus is coming back. These are the days to go after him with our whole heart, with everything we've got. Everything else is secondary to this life that we're living and running with God. And when we got to get to the end of the course. We got to get to the finish line. We're running with the finish line in sight.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.